I don't like the person I've become. What can I do to be happy, to be the happy person I used to be?
Yeah. I don't know if people that are listening to this can relate. And I think we all go through those periods of time when we forget why we do things and we just see the negative things of it and the pressure. And I know a lot of people that used to love sports, for example. I'm a victim of that myself. I love going to practice and train karate. And all of a sudden, I started winning some competitions, and now every training was so serious, you know? I was so afraid of failing that I put so much pressure on myself. I was training karate not literally, but it felt like I had like a backpack of rocks, you know? And that's not a good position to be in, because you're gonna train with people that don't have that backpack of rocks, you know? And you have to be like 5 times better than them just to win them. So I feel you, everybody comes to this. You have to go back to think, okay, why did I start with this? What makes me happy in life? If it's not about a hobby or a job, think about, okay, when was the best time of my life? And I think a lot of people can relate to that vacation mode, you know? When you're on vacation, you're with your friends, you're with your girl, and you're just having fun. And some people say, oh, but life is not like that. I have responsibilities. Yeah, everybody does. But can't you be happy when you do them? You know, even if you have a shitty job, I don't know what a shitty job would be, because I think all jobs are good and you can always change. It's a stepping stone and you have to do it good. You can't do, a lot of people say, yeah, when I get a good job, I'm going to perform well. It doesn't work like that. You have to perform well at a shitty job to get somewhere. And can't you, even if the job is shitty, maybe you have a colleague that is nice to you, or maybe there's at least some delicious coffee, you know. And, you know, you have to change something. If you're not the person that you like, you have to change something. And I think Steve Jobs even said that. If you look yourself in the mirror for, for a couple of weeks or a couple of days, and you don't like the person you have become, you gotta start making changes, you know. And I think certain points in our lives, everybody gets there, but you have to check in with yourself. Why am I feeling this? And then start changing, because we are like, you might go through something really tough. I don't know exactly. Feel free to reach out to me. I would love to hear what you are going through, but we're all going through something, you know? Even the richest people that you think are the happiest, or even the poorest, everybody's going through something at any given time. So try to understand that. And also, don't be a victim. Okay, you're going through this. Life is hard. I understand. But sometime you have to say, okay, how can I change this in my life? And take that courage. We talked about it. Get like a couple of seconds of courage and just make a small change. And I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's going to go fast. But I always try, when I have the tough days, I always try to visualize like, okay, what are my happy moment? And then I try to, you know, start, go out, you know. And Lyoto Machida, the UFC champ, he said it. He went to Japan when he was 18 to train. He was by himself, 18-year-old kid. And he said, get up, get out, you know. If you're not feeling well, don't lay in your bed and sleep all day. Get up, get out, and things will happen somehow.